Let's go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Oh yeah. It's about Saturday. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you, your main man Marvin Rome, coming to you again live in color. We got a great show for you today. Tune in, listen, plug in, tell a friend. Go and do some work. Come on. Oh, yeah. Hey. There's no better love.
That's what I got.
I like this. I like it. I like it so much. I like it so much. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Empowerment Saturday. There is no better love than for self and kind. No better love. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The message is clear. If we begin to love ourselves, if we begin to love our kind, if we would just invest, small investments, doesn't have to be a whole lot, we can make this thing work. We sure can. So we're going to talk about celebrating the first African-American spelling bee champion, Zyla Vanguard. That's right. That's right. That's what we're going to talk about today. But first, before we do that, got to get to some of the business. And that business is talking about the mission of the National African-American Empowerment Association. That's right. The National African-American Empowerment Association. Why? Right, you're probably asking yourself, why are we having an African-American Empowerment Association? Because we need, okay, I have to go back for you, right? We need institutions like Stan McLuhan say that define our own reality, and we have to ensure, we do, that the needs of our communities are met, right? And that's through the development of programs and services that educate, inspire, motivate, empower us to become the best people that we can be. That's what it's all about. It's doing the work of working on ourselves, and we're going to have to do that. There are five critical areas for that to happen in. One is politics. You have to have a political agenda. We'll say it every week. You got to know politics. You got to understand the law. You got to understand the legal system and how to apply that system to your life, right? How to protect yourself, right, and your investments, right? Understand how the law works and then apply it to your stuff. Also, being able to stay out the way of the law. Hey, some of us don't do that well, but we're going to have to educate ourselves on how to do that. Next is economics, right? A clear economic path to success. We need an economic platform where we create opportunities for ourselves, creating jobs and revenue and income streams that work for us. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with creating economic viability, economic stability for a home, for a family. That's what our children need. They need institutions, right, that develop them, and you got to have resources to do that. You have good platforms and good places that they can go to get the education and the support that they need and the services. That's what we're talking about. The A is athletics, which is health, wellness, fitness, nutrition. You better have a wellness program. I'm asking you that's listening, do you have a wellness program? Have you gone out and got your work in this week? Have you gone for your walk or your run? Or do you have a fitness program? And more importantly, do you have an eating program, right? Because you can't be eating all this stuff. I'm telling you, you can't do it. You can't do it. I know you're saying, I can eat whatever I want to. You can. It's your choice. But it's your body and your health and your life, and we want you to stick around. That's what the A is all about. It's health, wellness, and fitness and nutrition. You got to have a mental health agenda. You have to have a mental health program. You got to take care of yourself for the long haul. Our communities, one, our children, you got to be around. And you got to take care of your health because your health is your wealth, and that's what you must do. You have to do that. But also you have to take care of your mental health. Mental health is so important. You got to take care of yourself. I would suggest meditation. It works. Clearing your mind, de-stressing, because stress kills as well. Trust me, it does. Right? Do your research, do your history on what stress does to the body, and you see for yourself. See, it's culture. Going on down the line, you got to have relevant cultural programs. What are we teaching our young people about ourselves and our history, right? And developing programs that have them be confident in themselves. Nothing like walking around this planet with your chin up, not because you're cocky and arrogant, just because you're confident in who you are and where you come from. Nothing wrong with that. And lastly, education. a complete comprehensive education, right? That education, again, helps us to know who we are, right? We got to educate ourselves. Let's not depend on anybody else to educate us and develop us. We have to develop ourselves. And why not start with developing yourself first? Why not put in, right? Why not put in to yourself, right, and invest in yourself and your communities? That's what it's all about. It's really all about being able to invest in us, right? And these programs and services will do that wherever you are around the country. Let's reinvest in ourselves. And what we're going to talk about today will be very important in terms of the first steps to do that. Let's hear from Stan. Stan, mm-hmm. The deck is packed today. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I just love it when you're able to explain the pillars of the National African American Empowerment Association. You know, when we have institutions that define our own reality, quit trying to get in to fit in, this is where it's at, and this is what we're doing. But we must unify.
That's what we must do.
And let's not sabotage ourselves. We should not look as to what we can't do. We can do all things. We can do it. And so we got to quit trying to mimic other races and be who we are, original kings and queens, and make a difference.
I like that.
Right here on Earth.
That is so true. That is so true. So I'm going to plug in a little bit more. Listen, this is Stan talking about a unique, unified consciousness. Hang on with me, people.
Well, I think we fail to see how good and precious life can be.
Mm-hmm.
We operate so much in doom and gloom and negativity.
Uh-huh.
Causes us to tune out the big picture. When we're able to see how good and precious that life can be, it gives you a willingness to strive into the future. It gives you the foundational tenets to lay down for the next generation to build into their future.
So true.
But if we're always walking in doom and gloom and negativity and trying to get in to fit into somebody else's reality, that's not it. No, no, no. We are unique. Just like there's nobody on the face of this earth that has fingerprints like you, because you are unique. And when we have that unified consciousness, man, the sky's not even the limit for us. It's not. The brother said,
that's what he said. The sky's not even the limit. It's a unified consciousness that we need. Right, and we got to understand what the big picture is, and that's what we want to talk about today. Right, we're going to talk about this young lady who did her thing, basically. Right, and we're going to have to lay the foundation for some of our other young people, right? Because it's there, it's their tools. We just got to put it all together. That's what this show is all about. I want to be past doom and gloom, right? Last week we talked about some stuff, right? And stuff is always going on in our communities about what people are doing wrong. But let's celebrate this young lady as we go into the show today, talking about what it is that we can do and what we have done. It's so important to celebrate ourselves. A lot of times, again, we're always caught up in what somebody's done wrong. But we're going to talk about what this young lady did, right, and her parents and some of her goals. And just it's positive, right? I haven't heard a lot about it, but on this show we're going to talk about it today. I'm going to go a little bit on Willie Lynch and them going to you, Brother George, but I want to play this first. Y'all know how I got to do this. There's a mindset that's been created. We got to undo that.
This speech was delivered by William Lynch on the banks of the James River in the colony of Virginia in 1712. Lynch was a British slave owner in the West Indies. He was invited to the colony of Virginia in 1712 to teach his methods to slave owners there. The term lynching is derived from his last name. Greetings, gentlemen. I greet you here on the bank of the James River in the year of our Lord, 1712. First, I shall thank you, the gentlemen of the colony of Virginia, for bringing me here. I'm here to help you solve some of your problems with slaves. Your invitation reached me on my modest plantation in the West Indies, where I have experimented with some of the newest and still the oldest methods for control of slaves. Ancient Rome would envy us if my program is implemented, as our boat sails south on the James River, named for our illustrious king, whose version of the Bible we cherish. I saw enough to know that your problem is not unique. While Rome used cords of wood as crosses for standing human bodies along its highways in great numbers, you are here using the tree and the rope on occasion. I caught the whiff of a dead slave hanging from a tree a couple miles back. And you're not only losing valuable stock by hangings, you are having uprisings, slaves are running away, your crops are sometimes left in the fields too long for maximum profit, you suffer occasional fires, your animals are killed. Gentlemen, you know what your problems are. I do not have to elaborate. I'm not here to enumerate your problems. I'm here to introduce you to a method of solving them. In my bag here, I have foolproof methods for controlling your black slaves. I guarantee every one of you that if installed correctly, it will control the slaves for at least 400 years. My method is simple. Any member of your family or your overseer can use it. I have outlined a number of differences among slaves, and I take these differences and I make them bigger. I use fear, distrust, and envy for control purposes. These methods have worked on my modest plantation in the West Indies, and it will work throughout the South. Take this simple little list of differences and think about them. On the top of my list is age, but it's there only because it starts with an A. The second is color or shade. There is intelligence, size, sex, sizes of plantations, status on plantations, attitude of owners, whether the slaves live in the valley, on a hill, east, west, north, south, have fine hair, coarse hair, or is tall or short. Now that you have a list of differences, I shall give you an outline of action. But before that, I shall assure you that distrust is stronger than trust, and envy stronger than adulation, respect, or admiration. The black slaves, after receiving this indoctrination, shall carry on and will become self-refueling and self-generating for hundreds of years, maybe thousands. Don't forget.
There it is. I just had to go there. I'm coming up on Brother George in a minute, but I want you to understand the importance of Willie Lynch, right? And that the strategy, whether you believe it's real or not, doesn't matter. But there are some differences that we have. But there are also some success activities going on around the country with our young people and our families. Let's continue to move that forward. I'm going to Brother George. Brother George, oh, you know what I got to do. Sorry about that, Brother George. I got to do you right, brother. I got to do you right. Here we go. Y'all know how I got to do this. Go ahead, Brother George. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Bring it.
All right, bring it, Brother George. It's Willie Lynch Kwanzaa segment. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine, brother. Thanks for the introduction.
Yeah,
I love it. You know I love it. Today's Kwanzaa segment, you know, is going to be based on Imani, faith. To believe with all our heart in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. I think that right now we're in a crucial turning point in our history as African people in America. And for us to begin to have more faith in our struggle, in our people, in our teachers, I think is crucial at this moment in time. So for everyone that's listening out there, if it's something that you feel like you could do for the betterment of our people, no matter how big or how small, please do it and be confident that it's going to happen. Now, the brother just explained what Willie Lynch is. And what I try to do each week is give you something from a book that supports the idea that history was turned upside down on us and that they taught us a lot of stuff that's misleading and has led us into the mental state that we're in today. Now, today I'm going to read from a book called Stolen Legacy by George G.M. James. And what he did was he wrote a book to prove that the Greeks were not the architects of Greek civilization or Greek philosophy. It was actually the people of North Africa that did that. Now, the way that he says that that was able to be put into effect was through three people in their history: Alexander the Great and two Roman emperors, Theodosius and Justinian. And Theodosius and Justinian shut down, well, Alexander the Great plundered the Egyptian libraries. So he stole all the books from Egypt and took them back to Greece, and then the Greeks who could interpret the books interpreted them and stole a lot of the information for their own doing. Now, the two Roman emperors shut down the Egyptian mystery schools, and they shut down the University of Ancient World and System of African Culture. Now, the result of this was the misrepresentation and erroneous opinion that the African continent and people are backward in culture and have made no contribution to civilization. B, the establishment of Christianity as a rival against the mysteries or African system of culture in order to perpetuate this erroneous opinion. Number three, a further result has been the false worship of Greeks in intellectual and the activities of missionary enterprise through which the culture of black people is caricatured both in literature and in exhibitions. Caricatures when they're making, like, basically making fun of you as a group. A further result has been the general feeling among black people throughout the world that they are in great need of freedom from the social plight. The offer of Stolen Legacy of a new philosophy of African redemption in order to meet this universal need for social reform. The nature and methods of this new philosophy and social reformation, the new philosophy of African redemption, is simply the proposition that the Greeks were not the authors of Greek philosophy, but the people of North Africa, the Egyptians. This must be preached and circulated for centuries to come. The efforts of this new philosophy should be as follows: to change the mentality both of white and black people and their attitude towards each other and bring about a social reform. To stimulate the black people to abandon their false worship of Greek intellect and to reject the caricature of their culture by missionary enterprise and to demand a change in missionary policy. Now, this idea of social reformation, that should sound very familiar to us, because that's exactly what's going on right now. They're talking about teaching critical race theory. What is that other than social reformation? So this man wrote this book back in the 1930s, and he was talking about the same thing that almost 100 years later that we have finally got around to trying to deal with it in some way, shape, or form. But that's the Williness segment and the Kwanzaa principle of the day. And brother, it's back to you.
Thank you, Brother George. Here's the deal. Again, he started with faith, right? We got to have faith in each other, right? We do. I think it's important. But we also, again, as George mentioned, is we have to educate ourselves. You got to have some information, right? The brother's bringing you books that give us the information that we need because we're just not, I want to say monolithic. We just don't have this single culture here in this country. We have a great ancient past that we've been disconnected from, and that's still in our DNA. Sorry, it is. You got to know who you are. That's the whole thing. You got to know who you are. So that's the Willie Lynch segment and the Kwanzaa segment for today. Let's celebrate today, right? We're celebrating our young lady. She has done so much to make us proud, right? We're talking about Zaila Avangard, right? Young, gifted, and talented young sister who took the spelling bee in 93 tries. We haven't had one African-American to win until this baby girl came through. We're going to celebrate today. That's right. She is the Scripps National Spelling Bee Champion for 2021. All right, and again, we're talking about 93 years that one Jamaican won, but never African-American until now. So that tells us something. What does it tell us, Marvin? That means that something good is going on with her. What we seem to understand if we look at the underlying factors is there is something going on with her. Number one, it's what we need. Our children need good parents, excellent parents, committed parents, responsible parents, right, who are committed to developing this young lady. She has shined. We're so proud. But I want to take you to the winning moment, and then we're going to the line.
By the way, she got into spelling and made it a priority just 2 years ago, which is remarkable what we're seeing.
2 years.
Young lady. Incredible.
Remarkable.
Here's
incredible.
Okay.
So this is
one
a competition.
Is a compound entry, and you have to spell the whole entry. The word is...
I'm sorry, y'all got to be patient.
Narrowly oil.
I just want you to be
narrowly
in a moment.
Narrowly oil?
Yes, it's a fragrant, pale yellow essential oil that darkens on standing, is obtained from the flowers especially of the sour orange, and that is used chiefly in cologne and other perfumes and as a flavoring material.
Narrowly oil?
Narrowly oil.
Are there any alternate pronunciations?
I see just the one.
Narrowly oil. Language of origin?
The first part of the entry consists of a French element derived from an Italian geographical name. The second part went from Greek to Latin to French to English.
Narrowly oil. N-E-R-E-L-I-O-I-L. Narrowly oil.
Narrowly oil is spelled N-E-R-O-L-I-O-I-L.
Thank you.
So it's not over yet, but if Zaila gets this next word right, she's the champion. If she doesn't, we go to that spell off.
Okay.
So here is a championship word for Zaila Avangard to win the 93rd Scripps National Spelling Bee.
So that was round 17. And now, Zaila Avangard, if you spell this next word correctly, we will declare you the 2021 Scripps National Spelling Bee Champion. The word is Murria. It's a genus of tropical Asiatic and Australian trees having pinnate leaves and flowers with imbricated petals. Murria.
Murria. Does this word contain like the English name Murray, which could be the name of a comedian, or just the English name in general?
I don't see that here.
Bill Murray made the spelling bee.
Murria.
That tells you she's on the right track, though.
Wait, what is the language origin?
It's formed in Latin from a Swedish name.
Murria. M-U-R-R-A-Y-A.
That is correct.
That's how she won it. I gave you the whole version. Clear and clean. Success. Proud of the baby. That's what we can do every day of the year. Every day, 365 days. Train, develop, teach, nurture, and put into our kids. Right? She was 307th in 2019 and put in the work. $50,000 cash prize, the baby won. But she's also has a total of 3 Guinness Book World Records for dribbling. How about that? Just an incredible young lady, an incredible young lady. And that's what we want to celebrate today. We're celebrating this young lady today. Here's just a little bit
my
more.
My talk on the table is about a truly remarkable young lady. Zaila Avangard of
right.
New Orleans is the champion. C-H-A-M-P-I-O-N. I don't even have to look at the prompter.
I don't know.
Of the 2021 Scripps National Spelling Bee. Take a look at the moment she won.
Maria.
Maria. Does this word contain, like, the English name Murray, which could be the name of a comedian, or just the English name in general?
I don't see that here.
Bill Murray made the spelling bee.
Maria. M-U-R-R-A-Y-A.
That is correct. Avangard is the first African-American winner in the competition's 96-year history, and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden was there to witness it. Spelling isn't Avangard's only talent, guys. The 14-year-old is a basketball prodigy. She is one of the top eighth-grade basketball prospects in the country.
Look at that.
I know. And wait, there's more. She holds 3 Guinness World Records for her dribbling skills. And guess what? She's joining us now.
Awesome.
Good morning and congratulations.
She is bald.
Thank you.
So let me ask you, Zaila. So you hope to attend Harvard. You want to play in the WNBA. You want to maybe coach one day in the NBA. And that's if you don't go to work for NASA. So you have all of these hopes and aspirations. Winning the spelling bee, what did that feel like?
It felt like really good. It's like a kind of like a dream come true because I've been working towards that goal for like 2 years. And so to finally have it, it's like the best possible outcome because it couldn't have gone any better. And I got to make a joke on my winning word.
You did indeed. And, you know.
All right. She's been working for 2 years, y'all. We got to give it to her. Hats off. Right. That is what having goals is all about. This young lady said that her father encouraged her to get started. But that is what commitment is all about. We celebrate today the contribution of our young, 14 years old, shining like that. You got to have a foundation. We got to create foundations for our young people. I'm so excited. Because guess what? I didn't really hear much about it. But now I'm talking about it here. And for us, I think we need to lay a foundation again for our kids. She's talking about going to Harvard, playing the WNBA, studying 13,000 words a day. That's commitment. Those are the foundational things. Those are the foundational things. So let's talk about it. It's open topic as well. Whatever you feel like going on, I'm going over to 9282, and then we're going down the list today. And I'll bring Brother George in as well. Let's get started. Let's celebrate. 9282. It's on you, baby.
Bring it. What? We ride here.
Uh-huh.
We're not going anywhere. We ride.
All right, 9282. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, my brother. Welcome to
well.
The celebration.
Yes, sir. And because this is a celebration, brother, I'm asking that you, if you get an opportunity, come back to me later. Because I'm, you know, I don't want
what?
To kill the mood. Yeah,
man,
I don't want to kill the mood of the celebration.
Man, you just go ahead and do what you do. Guess what? You do what you do. This is Empowerment Saturday. It's the people's show. I just bring the information. Y'all bring the education.
I know the greatness that's in our children, because I know the greatness that's in us. You know what I mean? And it's been there since the beginning of time. You know, I'm not surprised by it, overly excited by it. And to put it in another way, it's expected of us. The greatness in us, the God that's in us. You know what I'm saying? That's minuscule what she did when you compare it to the universal law of everything, brother.
And
I want to just say, you know, I'm man, there's an old saying. You say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. You've heard that before, right? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And as we say, the one, if you're going to be the one of the first things you must do, the characteristics of the one, is be honest with yourself. We have to be honest with ourselves, you know? And in doing that, I'll say, as this black man sees it, not the rest of you, not anybody, people that's listening, sound of my voice or your voice or whatever, just me. I speak now for me when I say, as one black man sees it, you know, being honest with myself. I have to look at this world and situation we live in and admit, you know, come to a conclusion that the white man is either God or he lying. You know, he's either God or he's lying, because he has taught us everything we know. I mean everything. He is our reality. We speak his language, and there are no free black people on this planet. None. There are no free black people on this planet that speak their own, that have their own economy, their own military, their own system, their own independent of the white man. None on this planet in which we live. He taught me the names of the planets. He taught me the names of the stars. He's taught me everything I know. Like I said, I speak his language. I go through him. And as today, and not to knock the celebration, but the sister becoming the first African-American to win a spelling bee, knocking down barriers again. That's us. Mm-hmm. We're knocking down barriers, you know. But who put the barriers up for us to knock down? The white man. See, he put he is our barrier. He has no barriers. The white man has no barriers that he's had to knock down to be successful in this world. None. There's no man putting barriers up for the white man to be knocking down. But yet we have knocked down barriers after barriers, cracking ceilings, you know, to supposedly be successful in life. And then when we do something, oh, we done knocked down that barrier. We done knocked down another barrier. He's either God or he's lying. Because he's taught us about God. He's told us God's name. He defined it for us. He told us how to spell God's name. He told us what he looks like. Told us he's not a man, that he's a spirit. But in a manly form, he looked like him. When he sent his son, his only begotten son, he looks like him. So he's either God or he's lying. And I got to be honest with myself and say, well, to me, is he God or is he lying? I say he lying. You know, I say he lying. It's all a lie. And he has us chasing a lie, knocking down barriers. Get over this one. Get over this one. It's like running that 400 meter or 100 meter, and I'm putting up barriers and to slow you down a little bit. And just don't hit one. Don't knock one down. Another barrier you got to hurdle. That's how we spend our lives. Jumping over barriers, jumping through hoops. As I say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. We have to realize that this there's no good in this thing for us, brothers and sisters. We said last week, we have to come together as a people. Not to be negative, but we got to see the reality in this thing. It's been going on for so long, and it keeps going on, and we keep trying to jump through hoops and knock down barriers. You know, we got to keep, stop idolizing, stop saying, I want to be the first Negro to do this, the first Negro to do this, or I'm the first black man to ever do this, or the first nigga to ever do this, or the first nigga to ever do this, I'm the first nigga to ever do this.
Oh,
first, come on, man. It's more barriers that we putting up that we, and we smile and say, oh, we done got over that. Well, see how good we did this time? I know the greatness in us. We far greater than we become. As that Lion King line again, far greater than we become. We minimize our greatness when we achieve somewhat one of these so-called barriers. Oh, isn't that good? No, it's like Stan said at the beginning of the show. Reaching the sky ain't even the limit.
Mm-hmm.
It's far greater than that thing there, man. You know, it's far greater than that, and that's what we have to realize. Man, you know, I love our children. Our children's greatness far exceed any expectations we have. We just don't bring it out of them. We just don't know it, you know?
Mm.
I mean, the sister could have spelled that word, and the universe would have heard it, and her greatness all over the universe would have heard it. You know, so what? Because that's who we are, and we just don't know it. Celebrate our greatness. It's in all of us. You know, it's in every last one of us. It's in the little child down in the projects whose mama probably somewhere else right now. He on the street by himself, don't know what to do with his life. The greatness is there. But we're killing it. You know, as it was killed in his mama. And it's and all that is in all of us, that greatness. I said that man is either God or he lying. And he been lying to us, in my humble opinion, at all our lives. I know all of mine. I know all of mine. I know all of mine, you know, because we haven't brought the God out of us.
All right. I got to cut you right there, brother.
Yes, sir, brother. Thank you, brother.
All right. I'll come back to you. But thank you. I appreciate it. All right. The brother made the point clear. All right. We've been stumbling and fumbling around for a great deal of time. I think, again, we got to not get in to fit in, but we have to educate ourselves. We have to get better. As the obstacles continue to come, it's the 100-meter dash with the 100-meter hurdles mixed in with the baton toss and all and juggling. And so we've learned to do that, and we've been adaptive, and so we're great people. We come from great ancestry, and I want to feel good right now about where we are. We got a lot of work to do, but the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. So let's continue to work on ourselves, right? We got to do the work of correcting. As Stan would say, correction for direction. Can we do that? Can we work collectively together to make a greater impact within ourselves, within our families, and within our communities? I'm going over to 9266. 9266, it's your turn. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Come on, 9266.
Bring it. What?
Would you bring it?
All right.
9266, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Hey, yes, hey,
hello.
How are you?
Hey.
Hello.
Good, how you doing?
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I just want to make sure I wasn't on mute. I'm good.
All right,
you got it. So you might hear Elmo in the background.
That's all right. Let Elmo talk next.
To the store. that young lady is awesome. I mean, she is really awesome. And I was reading a story yesterday that, of course, she wasn't the first to get to like the final round. I mean, there are a lot of young black people that got to the final round, but there was a young lady, I think it was two black students, and I think 1936, I think, don't quote me on that year, but it was during Jim Crow, and she almost got to the last word. And of course they always have tricks up their sleeve to keep us from winning or getting ahead or whatever the case is. But when those two young black students went to the competition, they could not stay in the host hotel that the rest of the students were staying in. They couldn't participate in any of the activities. And when they were getting too far, you know, they were too intelligent. They knew too much. What they did was they threw a word in there that wasn't even part of the spelling bee approved list. It was actually like a word, like, you know how every year we add words to the dictionary? And it was like a slang word or something like that that just came out, and they threw that in there to trip them up, and the young lady spelled it incorrectly, of course, because it wasn't even really a word yet. So that's how they kept that's how they kept her from winning. Yeah. So they are usually always trying to find ways to keep us from winning in some way. So I hope this young lady understands. I hope she does. How much of a accomplishment this is for young African Americans, young Black people, because they kept us from winning for so long, and we've had the ability. You know, of course, we're intelligent enough. They got everything from us. You know, paper books, everything. You know, and then, but they constantly took it from us and claimed it as their own.
That's true. That's true. I appreciate it, sister. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is appreciate it. This is just a wonderful moment, right, for us as we continue to celebrate Zaila, right? As we continue to think about what we need to do next. Even her name, right? Vanguard, right? Or avant-garde, right? It's a French word. And it's what people who are innovative, right, who are trendsetters, so to speak, right, who are revolutionary, innovative, right, who are somewhat challenging what the norms are and creating new forms. And this new form is our young lady is pushing into having us to have a foundation or of success on a national level. And we do it all the time. The brothers, right, we do. Right, but again, you know, like last week we talked about Bill Cosby, and we talked about how about this young lady, right? How about giving her some props and be like, yeah, well, that's what we just do. That's the expectation. But guess what? A whole lot have fallen short. That's the truth. A lot of our kids are not gonna make it that far, because some of them can't read and write at all. Can't spell cat in the hat. Sorry, that's the truth. But guess what? When you put work in and you lay a good foundation, and you water that thing, and you nurture it, give it light and give it love, it grows just right. It's incredible. Again, all we have to do is look inside of the elements that's making this young lady who she is, and then duplicate that model. What are her parents doing? Right? What's the foundation for developing this young lady to bring out the excellence in her in so many ways? I'll tell you one thing. Mom and Dad is there. Now, everybody's not going to stay together. I got that part. I got that. Y'all said, Mom, everybody ain't going to stay. I got that. But guess what? There's a foundation. There's a foundation. Let's figure out what works and keep that working. All right. I'm going over to 4600. All right. I see you on the board. I'm going to try you first and see if you're talking today. 4600. Come on. Be talking. I'm ready.
Bring it.
$4,600 is Marvin Rome. You alive? You talking?
Mr. Rome, is it? Do I have it correct?
You got that right.
Hey, well, good afternoon to you. No, it's a good thing. It's a good accomplishment that comes out the family of this young lady. And we have to be aware of, you know, people still putting out misinformation for her. She's from Harvey, Louisiana,
Harvey,
not New
Harvey.
Orleans.
Yeah.
Harvey,
yeah.
Louisiana, not New Orleans. And I was surprised Jill Biden was there, because the young lady was homeschooled. Their parents use a form of choice, and that's a difference. And another point,
like,
she put a lot of time into studying. My last grandson stayed, you know, I spent a lot of time, because he lost his father in a bill accident.
Okay.
And I've done an analysis on what he had an innate ability to do. And
okay.
I think that should be done with all kids.
Okay.
And I seen he had an innate ability of being a baseball player. And also, I told him he was going to be an engineer and have a business minor, which he has done.
Wow.
But let me tell you about the practice. You said that the young lady practiced 13. I used to take him out, and I hit him 100 ground balls. And if he missed one, he had to start all over.
Wow.
And his homework and studying that I had him to do, I made him do 100 math problems every day. He's all there on Sundays. And if he missed one, he started all over.
All right.
And I'm going to tell you this story. He got kind of aggravated, and he went to his mother and said, "Mama, Papa keep making me start all over." You know what his mother told him? She said, "Get back in there, because he made me do it too."
All right, all right.
So that's the difference of having those authority figures in a young child's life. And it's the difference in the world. And it's not commonplace amongst Black America.
True.
But it could be, because the child don't grow, get up in the morning wanting to be a failure. I don't know of any.
True.
Do you? They get up out the bed. They spring off the bed. And they ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And all that new sponge is available for soaking up. And I have to disagree with one of your callers, your earlier caller. Not to attack, I disagree. The thing that a child needs today, the thing a child needs today is available for the parents to introduce them to. White man ain't stopping them from doing that. Matter of fact, you have laws like the state of Missouri that says, the statute says that the textbooks, curriculum, and instructional material can be whatever the school district wants it to be. And get this, the state board of education and the state elementary and secondary board cannot mandate to them nothing. You control your child's education.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so what did that mean, Mr. Rowe? Now, we said that the child is ready to go. That means that it's up to the parents to utilize all
right.
the options and all the tools that's available in order to make sure that that child succeeds. And I'm here to tell you right now, looking at the academic performance of some of these schools, especially in the inner cities and that,
mm-hmm.
that ain't happening.
True.
So I just want to leave it like that.
I appreciate you calling in, and you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Again, thank you for calling. I'll try to get back
yes,
around.
Sir.
I got about 12 minutes, but I like your point. Thank you so much for calling. All right. There it is. Great call, right? Great comments. But productive, because they're keys. All we have to do is analyze and evaluate. Those keys have to be in the process. You got to know what you're working with. Even when you're in a relationship, an interpersonal relationship, when you got to know the members of your team. You got to evaluate. You got to comprehend. You got to assess. You got to analyze. You got to know what your kids got in them. You got to understand their abilities, like the brother said, but you got to lay a foundation for it, because they can't lay their own, because we know that that don't work, right? And then good practice, right? Developing good practices and good habits that go back to the cultural piece that I talked about in the beginning of the show. You got to educate your kids. You got to educate yourself. You got to educate your community. It's your work. But here's the key. The brother said consistency. You see how, you're going back and you're going to do it again. You're going to do more. And then guess what? Mom already know the formula, so all she could do is support it. We got to work together. Support is so important, and accountability follows that. He's holding the young man accountable, and the daughter already know this system for accountability. They're in the process over there. I like it. Support and love, that's all we need. We need support and love, love and support. I like that, brother. Thank you for calling. I'm going to slide on over to Brother George. Let me say this right. You just think about, if you play this one back, think about what that brother just said. It's up to the parents. The brother said, who is the doctor delivering the babies to, because that is where we need to get started at, with the parents and then the grandparents and the aunts and the uncles and so on and forth. But it's the family. It's the family, and we got to build strong young men, strong young women, and strong individuals to be able to stand and deliver. Imagine the pressure that was on that young lady standing on that stage, being the first. Right? I'm sure she was nervous, but she came through. That's what it's all about. I'm going on over to Brother George. I like the conversation. Let's keep the conversation going. All right, bring it, Brother George. What you got?
Yes, sir, brother. I'm going to be brief. I'm reading a book right now by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and another brother. And the book is called On the Shoulders of Giants. And in that book, he raised the question about our young people, African Americans, that are our young people our fate? Or are our young people our future? And so, you know, he was saying, like, fate is like a result of, like, when we see our young people killing each other because we're not properly passing the culture on, we're living under poor living conditions. It's a lot of things that have sexual abuse of our children and things of this nature that can lead to a particular fate. But then when you see the young sister that spoke at the president's inauguration,
right,
you see the young sister that won the spelling bee, Zaila Vanguard, that's our future. So, you know, I myself feel like it all depends on how much work we put in as African-American adults, how we can change their faith to a future. Because that's what the brother that just spoke was talking about, you know, what he did with his grandson. He put in the time, you know, and some of us have to make up for some of our black parents that are incapable of really doing things on the level that one of us might be able to do. So we got to step in just like a step-parent and take away that negative fate and put them in a position where they can be our future. So that's me, brother.
I appreciate it, Brother George. Thank you so much. That's so true. That's so true. You know, the thing that we have to understand is this. We're in a society that is challenging. It is. But, boy, oh, boy, are we overcomers. And somebody tries to say, well, you know, we shouldn't have to overcome. Guess what? That's the situation, the condition we're in. But you're going to have some establishing foundational things that continue to work. We got to evaluate where we are. And we got to be making the adjustments on the fly to give our children every opportunity that they can muster up to be successful. And then make that the tool that we continue to use to develop. To develop, to put the work in, to help them love themselves. I'll tell you this, the apple does not fall far from the tree. But if that seed doesn't get the watering and nurturing that it needs, it just won't grow right. It just won't grow right. So today, we're celebrating this young baby. Showed off, right? And there's more to come. But it's the work that needs to be done on the front end. That young lady said she's been working at it for 2 years. She was ranked 370th, right? And when you're studying 1,300 words a day, that's commitment. Can we commit to our young people in that fashion? Can we commit to a future that's bright no matter what the circumstances are and help those who need help, support those who need support? It's African-American empowerment. That's what it is. We're going to keep on going. I'm going back to 9282. 9282, I'll see you back. Here we go. I like this.
Bring it!
I like this. 9282, what you got, brother?
Yes, sir, brother. I just want to say I think we fail to understand the true thing of Willie Lynch, what Willie Lynch was all about. Because you understand that the first preachers that taught Christianity to the slaves were white people, okay? They did it first until they got the Negroes in shape to where they could trust the black preachers could go out there and preach it, okay? Same thing with the education system. The first teachers were white people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Until they got to the point where they could put the Negroes out there to teach what they want to teach. And then they got so good at it, they just sit back and said, now we let our niggas teach our niggas. And they handle each other because we know what they're going to teach them. Okay? We know what they're going to tell them. That's what we got to break away from. We're talking about educating our children, being in front of our children. But you got to be in front of our children the right way. You got to be teaching them the truth. You got to be educating them and getting them to use their minds, you know? I mean, we've been out in front of our children. For 400 years, we've been out in front of our children. That's what we got, why we got what they got, what we got. They reflect us.
Mm-hmm.
And the lack thereof. So when they see us doing the things that we have been doing all these years and continue to do, when we put this garbage that's in us in them, you know what they say? Put garbage in, garbage out.
Got that right.
You know, we've got to change.
Got
we've got to
right.
really, yeah, I've got your mind. What am I going to do with it? I can't give you the same old. That's why they reject us. As children, our youth run away from us most of the time because they're looking for something different. They get to the, oh, I don't hear that no more. What else you got? Then when you ain't got nothing else, they're like, shoot, I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? I fend for myself. It becomes survival mode. You know, that's what it is. So, yes, we the adults got the children out of key, but we that standing up in front of them got to guide them in the right way. We're telling them how to get jobs. How to survive in the system and not get beat up by the police.
True.
They want to be men and women, gods and goddesses. That's the instruction they're looking for, and that's the instruction we are lacking because we got to dig it in ourselves first. We got to find that in us and then cultivate it and bring it out of our children.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate
that. Yes, sir. Thank you.
So much. Hey, great points. All right, thank you, peace. I'm going back to 4600. I got 2 minutes left. I want to get the final thoughts from 4600. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it so much. 4600, are you there?
Yes, I'm still listening and enjoying the show.
All right, final comments. You're on the last round today. What are your thoughts, final thoughts?
Well, I'm going to say this. I want to quote Booker T. Washington and what he said some times ago. And like I said before, it's not trying to attack anybody, but this is what he said. He said, there is another class of colored people who make a business of keeping the troubles, the wrongs, and the hardships of the Negro race before the public. Having learned that they are able to make a living out of their troubles, they have grown into the subtle habit of advertising their wrongs, partly because they want sympathy, and partly because it pays. Some of these people do not want the Negro to lose his grievances because they do not want to lose their jobs. You can see that today.
Yes, you can.
Thank you very much.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for your call. Great information and great points. So I want to end with this today. There is so much good that has come out, and even in the struggles, right, of our communities and our struggle here in America, and we must continue to strive to do the work of improving ourselves, because you can see that where we've come from to where we are now, we're still in the game. We must continue to put forth the effort to simply try to become the best that we can be every day. Homeschool, public school, it's education. Education is the key. And as we continue to develop our young people and develop ourselves, great things can happen. It's shows like this that focus on empowerment and improving, right? Looking at our flaws and our faults honestly, but becoming better every day. And if you would make a commitment to work on yourself, to develop yourself, to commit to personal development and personal empowerment, things will change. I got to go, y'all. But just think about it. I'll see you next week. Peace and blessings. Oh, yeah.